Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Lisa Riggs, the founder and CEO of Spirit Socks USA. The goal of Spirit Socks USA is to help their customers raise money for the organizations they care about by creating customizable socks that they can use for a simple, fun, and profitable fundraiser. Lisa, great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, take it further. Tell us about Spirit Socks USA.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, the goal is to help our customers raise money for the organizations they care about. And the fun part is a sock can be customized for pretty much anything. So we've run really fun fundraisers with all organizations, like a stocking stuffer fundraiser for the holidays coming up. We've run crazy sock fundraisers. And then we work with nonprofits as well, where we help them with golf tournaments. We work with organizations that do walk runs. We've done a sock hop, all sorts of really, really fun things. And it helps, not only does it help them raise money with the fundraising, but it's, you know, it's fun branding, and it's just a fun way to kind of express themselves, their community, through a sock, as crazy as it sounds.
I actually don't think it's crazy. I think it's awesome. This is great stuff here, Lisa. Now, tell us also, how is the Spirit Socks fundraiser different from the other fundraisers that you've seen?
Yeah, so I built this. I have 15 years of fundraising experience, and I had this idea when I was on our Education Foundation running the after-school sports program, and was really surprised to hear that all my t-shirt vendors and people weren't making socks. And so that's when I decided to pursue this. And so the purpose of it was to make sure that it's simple, fun, and practical, and then profitable, of course. That's one of the most important things. But it's really difficult to get volunteer hours and to get people to volunteer. And so I wanted to make sure this wasn't something that would require a lot of time. So the socks, a couple of ways we've accomplished that is I do all of the designs. They're free and no obligation. We provide sample socks as well so that people can see and feel the quality of the sock. And a lot of the time when they're taking this to their group or their board, this is a new idea. And so we want to make sure they have, you know, their digital designs, their sock samples, so they can take a look and really figure out, is this something that's going to work for us and going to be successful? Another way we've tried to keep it really simple is the socks are built to be one size fits all in two sizes, youth or adult. So pretty much for middle schools and above, or kind of that, you know, 10, 11, 12 year old age and above, it's all adult socks. And so for schools in particular, that's worked at a great advantage where they can sell to the students, they can sell to the teachers, the parents, and just have those two sizes. And they never end up with that leftover box of t-shirts that inevitably happens on every t-shirt order that people do.
Also, Lisa, I'd be curious, do you customize socks for things besides fundraisers?
I do, yeah. Some of the main focus is the fundraising piece, just because it's trying to help people have a fundraiser that is not cookie dough or wrapping paper, and it's something that they can actually use. And it's practical, but absolutely, I work with sports teams, organizations for branding. Like I said, golf tournaments, walk runs. I've done family reunions. I've done birthday parties. I hope to do a wedding. I almost did a wedding, and I thought that would be just an amazing giveaway is to have their wedding sock. So we can customize a sock for anything. And it's that same standard. The designs are free, no obligation. The samples are as well. Just to make sure that they are able to make the best decision possible for themselves.
Fantastic stuff here today. We're joined by Lisa Riggs, the founder and CEO of Spirit Socks USA, with the goal of helping their customers raise money for the organizations they care the most about by creating customizable socks that they can use for a simple, fun, and profitable fundraiser. And Lisa's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Lisa, also, what fundraising advice can you provide for those that are interested in a fundraiser?
Yeah, one of the things I do, again, like I said, I have 15 years of fundraising experience. And so I think whenever somebody's running a fundraiser, it's really important to remind your customers, your consumers, why you're raising money. And it's, you know, and that's what I talk to my customers in particular about is we're not saying, please buy this pair of socks for X dollars. We're saying that you know, the PTA is raising money for a new playground. And when you buy this pair of socks for X amount of, or when you donate X amount of dollars, you get a free pair of socks. And so that's true across all fundraising when people, no matter what they're doing it, whether they're doing a Facebook birthday or whether they're doing, you know, any type of fundraiser, it's just really continuing to remind your consumer that what you are raising money for, that you're not just asking for money, that this is for a cause, and hopefully get them, you know, pull on the heartstrings a little bit. If it's something they believe in, you're more likely to get those donations and raise that money that you need for your organization.
Now, shifting gears here a little bit on you here, are there things that you've learned as a woman business owner that could help other women that are tuning in today?
Yeah, it's, you know, starting your own business from scratch is interesting, no matter, you know, no matter your gender, no matter who you are. It's a very difficult process, and I have learned that there are a lot of resources and certifications out there for women and minority-owned businesses, and I think those can really help. And the other thing I've learned as a woman is, for me, and I don't know if it would help others, but it has really helped me to get into networking groups with other strong entrepreneurial women and get that support and get the referrals and just start to network. And I feel like the more we support each other, the better off we'll all be.
Certainly some good food for thought there. Certainly appreciate the advice and tips shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts to take away? One last final tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I think just kind of going back to starting your own business is difficult, and a lot more and more people are doing that every day, and I think it's great. And I think it's just keeping in mind that it's going to take, you know, if you have a dream, follow it. It's worth it. You're taking a big chance and a risk, and it's going to take a lot of hard work, and there's going to be successes, and there's certainly going to be setbacks, but it's really what you do, how you react to that setback that's going to define your success. And so that would be my advice.
Well, Lisa, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today and to introduce Spirit Socks USA and what you're doing through your company there. Really do appreciate your visit with us. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information online as well as be in touch. Where's the best place to gather further details?
Sure, yeah. Our website is www.spiritsocksusa.com. Socks is S-O-X. They also can reach me. I have an 888 number at 888-677-7876, or they can email me directly at lisa@spiritsocksusa.com. But on the website, there's a button as well to send an email, and we also have a contact form and a lot of information, or just more information about sizing and pricing and all that good stuff.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, Lisa, all the best, and we wish you here at EPN and Spirit Socks USA continued success, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Once again, we've been speaking with Lisa Riggs, the founder and CEO of Spirit Socks USA, with the goal to help their customers raise money for the organizations they care most about by creating customizable socks that they can use for a simple, fun, and profitable fundraiser. And for all the details, visit SpiritSocksUSA.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.